All right, so here we are at M&T Bank Stadium. It's a purple evening, and one of the best, if not the best, cornerbacks in football joins us now, Marlon Humphrey. Marlon, congratulations on all the success this year. You're having a great year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Hearing your name a lot.
You don't like to hear it, though.
I've been noticing.
Yeah, I made a few plays, so yeah, it's been good stuff.
So they said you've been practicing that football punch-out thing.
Oh, yeah.
All summer long. It was funny because you went for it against Pittsburgh's Smith-Schuster. Didn't work the first time. He got in the end zone, and you were told not to do it again. Or, you know, you were talking, I guess, to Deshaun. He said, you know, you might not want to try that. You're like, dude, I'm going to do it again. And then the ball comes out. It lays on the ground. And you jump on it. That was an amazing play. Are you tired of talking about that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really talked about it too much, but that was a thing to help the team win, so I was happy it worked out that time.
Your dad played in the NFL. Did he make it so you're don't get too high, don't get too low? You're never really too geeked or too down.
I think my high school coach, you know, one of the biggest things I took away from the things he said, my defense coordinator told me, you know, you want to stay very even keel and, you know, never get too high, never get too low. And I think analogy I said to the team, you know, when someone dies, you know, you got that, when they're living, you know, they got the heart rate. And they say when you die, you're at a resting place, and that heart is right at that even line. So I think that's where I try to stay, just, you know, never too high, never too low.
That's some veteran stuff right there, Marianne. Did you hear that? That's
yeah.
Crazy. I read today where they were saying, should the Ravens lock Marlon Humphrey up now?
Why?
Because he's so good, you don't want him to get on the open market. So what do you think? That's probably not for you to even think about, but just for them to be talking about that. I mean, Nick Boyle, Tavon Young, a lot of guys they've brought in and said, let's go ahead and do this. For them, you know, in this short amount of your career, they want you around for a long time. It's got to feel good.
Yeah, if they feel that way, hopefully that would be cool. Just trying to keep playing ball and doing the things they ask, and hopefully we'll win some Super Bowls here, and you know, I'll be here forever.
Talking to Marlon Humphrey, number 44, formerly 29. You've got two interceptions so far, two forced fumbles, a fumble recovery. Now you're going out to Seattle, and you're going to deal with Russ Wilson, who's tough. I guess you're going to be following Lockett around?
I'm not sure. I guess whatever. Come in tomorrow, get the game plan, and go from there.
Is it new for you to travel with guys? Last year, did you travel?
No, I didn't travel. It's a little more new this week. I actually played a little nickel corner, so a little zone coverage is in the inside. So it was definitely I had to look at my playbook a lot more this past week than I have in the past.
When's your next big vacation? Do you get time off? Where are you going?
Like bye week's coming up in a week or two.
I'm probably just go home for the bye week, but every summer I try to get out the country. So after the season, wherever that, I don't know where I'll go. But
you just sort of figure it out when you feel
Where'd you go last year out of the country?
Me and my sister took a spontaneous trip. It was very expensive. We started off in Iceland.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we booked
Iceland's
every
beautiful.
Single flight wherever we were at from there.
Stop so, it.
No
He's
planning.
Allowed
to do that.
No planning.
Wow.
We pulled up to Iceland. They were like, all right, let's go to
Tokyo.
Italy. And then we were like, all right, let's go to France. And then they're like, wait, the running of the bulls going on right now. So we're like, all right, let's go to Pamplona.
That's a dream.
That's awesome.
It was just you and your sister?
Me and my sister, yeah.
Dude, that is like a dream vacation.
It was very expensive, I'll say that. I will not be doing that again.
But
so you didn't look at the price. You just said, this is where I want to go.
Yeah, we were
Good
like,
for you.
We had like an idea where we might want to go, but we didn't book anything in advance.
That's
so
awesome.
We do this all the time, looking for stories and things, and people like experience instead of toy. You know, they say take your kids on a trip instead of buying them Spider-Man toys and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you got all these experiences on your trip. Which place did you like the best?
Pamplona, mainly just the running of the bulls event. It was crazy to see a whole city shut down. We ate at like a Walmart. I forgot what it was called. We ate at a Walmart. There was nowhere open at McDonald's.
Oh.
And, I mean, there was like shopping, and we're like, oh, let's go shopping. And then it was never open. It was honestly crazy how they shut down the whole city.
Oh, because of the running of the
Yeah, we even went to the airport, and we just, there was nobody even at security.
Come wow, on. They're on. They, like, just go.
They take breaks even at the airport, so
I
it was
love
crazy.
It. How many, siestas.
How many black guys were running with the Bulls?
There was not. We met like one guy, and he became friends. We were like, hey, we got to stick together.
Yeah. So, you got to wear your red scarf. So the Bulls, like,
yeah. There he is.
Yeah.
Wow. You would never do that, though, right? The running of the Bulls. Like,
I did it.
Wait, what?
I did it. I was running.
It's not in your contract. You're not allowed to do that.
It would have been bad if that would happen.
But you were super far from the Bull, right?
No, I was right there.
Oh, my God.
I was right there.
Do they know that? Is this new?
Yeah, I was in there with some.
Dude, I'm writing this down.
Because, you know, Josh Norman jumped over a Bull, and then the next, I guess they started trying to look for guys because someone actually was like, are you in the NFL? I was like, yeah. And they thought it was cool that I was there. But
wow.
Does anybody else know this story? Did I just get a scoop?
There's a video. My sister recorded it all. She made some really cool videos on YouTube that put it all together.
Were you laughing or was it terrifying?
I'd have been sweating.
It was
a rush.
It was definitely a rush for yeah. sure.
I saw a guy get gored in the back.
Yeah, those. There's a lot of pushing and shoving. I'm not going to say I pushed anybody, but I made sure that I did not get pushed.
And it makes the NFL like nothing. He sees football players coming at him. It's nothing like a
but
bull.
They have clauses. You can't ride a motorcycle. You can't go skiing. And he's running with the Bulls.
Running with
it
the
wasn't
Bulls.
In the clause.
Wasn't in the clause.
By me.
Marlin 4-2, top of the AFC North. Cleveland, that was a hiccup. You guys starting to put it together. And I read, maybe it was Purnell that said, the defense, as time goes on, you guys will get better. Does the offense have an advantage early out of the gate and defense has to catch up some as the year goes on?
I think it just depends. I think coming to the season, it seemed like how would the offense be. But it was surprising to know that it was the defense doing a lot of the struggling. So I think Purnell said it best. You know, we felt like Cleveland was a big hiccup, you know, and from there we felt like, yo, look, these little things, you know, very little mistakes you're getting, you know, maximized out. So the main thing we realized is we can't make these little mistakes if we're going to be successful, you know. We got some holes in there, some different guys. We can't afford to make these mistakes because, you know, you see the stats, our offense is like, you know, one of the top to serve points in the NFL. So that's, it's not like we can say, you know, sometimes in the past when it's like, man, our offense isn't helping us. Our offense is doing more than what they need to do, so the defense, we had to pull up some slack.
Well, it's been a roller coaster for the fans, and you got these last two victories that you really needed, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in the division now, Seattle, New England, Houston. There's a lot of games looming, but, hey, you got to play these games. Looking forward to it. And, Marlon, congratulations on your trajectory. You're really a shining star in this league. You're coming up. It was so great watching that punch out time after time on ESPN. I'm like, wait, there it is again. Ah, wait, there it is again. It was awesome. Hey, give it up for Marlon Humphrey, number 44, y'all. Ravens cornerback extraordinaire.
Fan favorite.
Thanks for your time, and good luck in
Thanks,
Seattle.
Marlon.
All right, thank you.